Karen, what about the National Latin Exam? I've read this year that the number of students taking the National Latin Exam has been increasing fairly significantly. I think there were over 130,000 students who took it this last year, and people are saying that's an indication that the popularity of Latin is rising. I know that you have your students take the National Latin Exam, and to some degree, when you designed the book Latin Alive, you wrote it so that it would naturally lead to prepare students to take that exam. Tell us a little bit about it and its value.
Sure. The National Latin Exam is becoming increasingly popular. In fact, it might also be more appropriate to call it the International Latin Exam now, because I believe it's in 11 or 13 different countries around the world, and some of the places would really surprise you. They have a wonderful website at www.nle.org, in which they have a lot of materials. You can download previous exams for practice. They have a link specifically for homeschool families who might be interested in taking this and don't have the benefit of a school structure that can order and administer the exam for them. So, you can research more about the specific exam there. I will say that I have mixed feelings about the National Latin Exam. It's a lot of fun. My students love competition, and so this is another competition for them to participate in and that they thoroughly enjoy. At the same time, we take it with a grain of salt. What I mean by that is that I don't use the National Latin Exam as my measuring stick for my students necessarily, and that's for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, the National Latin Exam isn't just about Latin. It also includes some history and some culture. Now, the history culture is minimal compared to the Latin grammar and reading, but it is present. Recently, the NLE group has come out with a syllabus that lets you know what kind of history and culture will appear on the exam, and that's become very helpful. But, depending upon what questions they ask on a given year, sometimes students are or are not prepared for that. And the reason is that my main focus is teaching language, not history and culture. History and culture, I try to bring in as much as possible, but I'm going to bring them in according to what benefits the pieces we're reading or what we're studying. I'm not going to teach to the test, as it were. So that means that your scores can vary from year to year. Some years they may be very strong, and then other years some of my best students might not get the gold medal or might not medal because the history culture threw them. It wasn't something that we had looked at. So again, I don't mean to discourage the NLE. I think it's a wonderful tool. I think it's a fun tool, but just keep it in its proper context, that it shouldn't be the end evaluation for you and for your class. As far as Latin Alive goes, I think what you're referring to is the fact that Latin Alive does bring in a lot of culture and history with it, because our chapter readings follow the flow of history of the Roman Republic in Book 1 and on into the Empire in Book 2. We have Culture Corner segments that talk about things like weddings and funerals and mythology and different customs, and those type of things can appear on the NLE. Also, our unit review chapter readings are passages that have multiple choice questions after them that help students develop reading comprehension skills. Well, a similar setup is on the National Latin Exam, a passage with a series of multiple choice questions testing for reading comprehension. But you see that same idea on the Advanced Placement Exam and on the SAT subject test. So I wouldn't say that I necessarily crafted it just for the NLE, and I know that's not what you're implying, but there are some people who are very concerned, you know, did you write it for the test? No, I did not. But because I feel that reading comprehension is an important skill, it's in Latin Alive. Because I feel that it's important to study a language in the context of the history and the culture in which it was spoken, that's in Latin Alive. And fortunately, there are other groups like the National Latin Exam that feel the same way. And so history and culture, reading comprehension appear on that test as well.
Do you recommend to, especially to homeschoolers who are looking sometimes to credential the studies that their students have done, do you recommend that some of those folks consider the National Latin Exam or the AP test, or for that matter the subject test of the SAT, as valuable tests to take in order to confirm and validate their credentials in Latin?
Well, I think the National Latin Exam has an advantage in that it is well recognized. How much credit or credence other schools might place on the National Latin Exam scores, I don't know. I think it's more of a fun test than an academic standard. Advanced placement and SAT subject tests are a little bit different because they are put out by the College Board. And so college credit is awarded for advanced placement and SAT subject tests. And so I think those are probably going to give you a bit more validation as far as, okay, the College Board has said you have earned this score, you have met these standards, so therefore College X, College Y, and College Z are going to have to recognize that you've achieved this level of study. Another interesting tool that I've found are that some universities, and not just diploma mill universities, but prestigious universities, Texas Tech in Texas is actually one, are beginning to create outreach programs, distant learning programs, in part for homeschool students or for students who are in high school and are doing so many things, they want to do something correspondence. It's, it's kind of the new correspondence course. And they have courses online where you can take their Latin course, but they also have what they call credit by examination, or CBE. And you can order that test, take that test, mail it in, it will be graded, and you will be given credit, high school credit, for that course. And so that's another means of external validation that a homeschooler might look into. And I'm sure Texas Tech is not the only university doing that, so I would encourage you to look around in your area, your state, and see what might be offered.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for this discussion on these various exams. If a teacher or a student wanted to look into taking these exams, where would they go? You've mentioned the website for the National Latin Exam, which I think you said was nle.org.
Yes.
What steps would you take if you wanted to take an AP test or a subject test with the SAT?
Good question. I could not rattle the website off for you, but if you do a Google search on College Board and Latin, you will find the website. And I think that's a good place to start to learn about the exam. One caveat is that as you're looking into taking the SAT subject test and the AP advanced placement exam, you want to look at what college you're going to as well, because it's the College Board cannot give a score that they force every university or college to take and accept. So depending upon what university or college you go to, you wish to attend, they might value a score differently. For example, if you get a 3 on the AP Latin exam, that might get you a year of college credit in some universities. Some might not even look at it. Some require a minimum of a 4 or a 5.
5 being the top score.
Yes, thank you. Some universities, many, many universities, do offer college credit for the SAT subject test, but not all of them do. So before you go out and take it, make sure you know that the university or college you're looking at would award credit and see how much. But I'll tell you, it's a wonderful thing that I encourage all of my students to do, because you get that college credit. You know, I took 2 AP exams when I was in high school, and that was more years ago than I'll count, but I walked in just a course shy of being a sophomore because I had earned credit through this exam, and that just saves a great deal of money in tuition and books, but also your time, because you don't have to repeat courses that you've already excelled in.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Karen. If you'd like to correspond with Karen on this subject, you can reach her through her blog at latinaliveonline.com. Thanks for being with us once again.